Canadians and the federal government have gotten their heads around this idea that something has to be done to undo the historical wrongs, what the Chief Justice of Canada has labeled cultural genocide of the past, and to ensure that we move forward in a way that takes Aboriginal rights and Inuit rights seriously. And there have been a number of leading decisions from the Supreme Court of Canada going back now several decades that essentially say you have to take Aboriginal rights seriously. But what we keep on seeing time and time again is certain lower courts saying, well, we're not going to take Aboriginal rights seriously in this case because we really need to build a ski resort, or we really need to build this pipeline because the oil industries want it. That's not what it means to take Aboriginal rights seriously. Taking Aboriginal rights seriously means that they prevail even when the interests of the oil and gas sector or the provincial governments are in play. And that's what these cases are about. This is a sacred constitutional obligation to respect the duty to consult. And at the end of the day, what we're essentially asking the Supreme Court of Canada to do is say, hey, we were serious all those years when we said you have to take constitutional rights seriously. It shouldn't matter that the oil industry doesn't like it. This is a sacred constitutional obligation. And at the end of the day, it's about fairness, and it's about making Canada into a more just and fair society.